Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. This week, I'm taking a deeper look at the reality of the kingdom. We began yesterday looking at the gospel, the simple passage, the foundational proclamation of Jesus that is given to us in the Gospel of Mark. And he declares simply the reality and the presence of the kingdom. If you didn't have a chance to tune in the program yesterday, I was began in the early part right there, just before this passage where John the Baptist is declaring who Jesus is, and then John baptizes Jesus, and then Jesus comes out of the water, waters of the Jordan, and there's a theophany, there's a revelation of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." You know that it's such a beautiful reality to hear, but it's so amazing. Not only think about God has a plan for the world and we're made in the image of God and the things we've been talking about, we'll continue to talk about, but just think for a minute, the man Jesus, he's the God man, and he could hear and the people could hear the voice of the Father, the creator of all things. Jesus is the eternally begotten Son, the Christ of the Father. And their love has existed from all eternity. And what's being revealed is not only the person of Jesus, but the reality of the Trinity. There's a Trinity. There's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But that at the core of all reality, of the mystery of creation, of the awesomeness of, as I was saying yesterday, of the cosmos and just everything about it, is persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's family. God, the creator of all things, is a father, and he loves his Son from all eternity. Love comes from God. God created love. God is love. God wants to share his love. He made us for love. Sin and the fall has made it impossible on our own strength to live the love that God has made us for and so desires us to share in. This is the heart of Christianity right here. And of course, we know how he did it through the life, through the preaching. It began with the preaching of the kingdom, the presence of the person of Jesus, who is the king of the kingdom. The kingdom is not just a place. Heaven exists. There will be a new Jerusalem. But the kingdom is first and foremost about the king. It's about Jesus who's come for us. He comes as a king. He's a warrior king. He's a bridegroom king. He's a whole bunch of things like that. But he came to destroy the kingdom of darkness that is enslaving the human race and alienating us from God. That's the biggest thing that's still going on the planet, that battle. And the kingdom is the spread of the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the world. And it comes through persons, because it began in a person, Jesus Christ. He came to give life. He came to bring spiritually dead people to new life so they could come into relationship. And that's all one thing. To come alive in Christ, to be baptized, is to enter into life with him and with the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the life of the kingdom. And it has its ways of being. We'll talk about that. The ways of living, how we're called to live, God's plan, God's purpose, God's commandments, the way of life of the kingdom. And the church is the beachhead of the kingdom on the earth. And it's there that people enter the kingdom, through the preaching of the church, through the sacraments of the church, beginning with baptism. And it's there we enter the kingdom because we're being united to a person. We're not entering a political system. We're entering into life, eternal life. the only thing that will last forever. And so Jesus preached, this is the time of fulfillment. So Jesus came, and in being given birth through Our Lady, the kingdom came in the flesh of the Son of Man. He became one of us. So we who are alienated, who bear His image, who are alienated from the life of God in the kingdom, can come and share in that life, can be born again, transformed, made whole. The kingdom of God is at hand. That's the rule of God, the power of God, the reign of God, the will of God, the plan of God. And there's nothing better. It is goodness itself. Friends, we hear people like Bishop Barron and good preachers talk about truth, beauty, and goodness, the transcendentals. Those are in God. Those are expressions of God. We're being brought into beauty itself, which is God, truth, which is God, love, which is God, goodness, which is God. All those wonderful things come from Him. They don't exist apart from Him. And we're alienated from those things apart from God. And we're being brought in. So the time of fulfillment of the coming of the kingdom begins in a person. And here's a phrase from the Catechism I love. It says, the kingdom of God has come in the person of Christ and grows mysteriously in the hearts of those incorporated into Him. This is one of the things that is beautiful, one of the beautiful things about God's plan, but it's also one of the difficult things for human beings. Because why don't you just come right now and just visibly establish it all and set up your rules, set up your dominion in a way that we can all see and touch it. But no, it begins one heart and it travels one heart at a time. And it comes from within. So I'm going to just talk about different ways Jesus today defines the kingdom and maybe ways we can see it being expressed. Here the Catechism makes it clear to us. The kingdom of God came in the person of Christ and it grows mysteriously. And it grows in the human heart. For God so loved, it's one heart, the heart of God, to the heart of man, the heart of every person, every man, woman, and child. God goes out seeking to unite the hearts. Jesus never really gives an abstract definition of the kingdom. He reveals the kingdom through His actions, through parables, through miracles, and ultimately through His death on the cross. And that mystery is, I think, the top of the mountain in terms of what it reveals about the kingdom and what's at the essence of the kingdom. We'll touch on that as the week goes on. But the kingdom, as we said, is present in Jesus Himself. And that means even the power of the kingdom against His enemies. Here, Luke 11:20, if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. So we see throughout the Gospels in different ways, and the apostles did it as well. And it happens throughout the history of the church that people who are really under demonic power, the power of the kingdom of darkness, demons flee as soon as Jesus comes. And those who are living in faith in Jesus, those who are baptized in Him and confirmed, and those ordained, and others who are walking in the fullness of the kingdom of God, the devils are totally afraid. They can't do anything to us. But if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then you know the kingdom of God has come upon you, Jesus said. So Jesus doesn't merely announce it, He embodies it. And what gets demonstrated in this case, this one example, is the authority of God, the reign of God, and the exposing the devil as the usurper, as the phony. Yes, the devil has power. The devil can enslave human beings. It can happen. Who are not baptized into Christ and fortified by the sacraments, the life of the church, and living in the people of God, living in the light, walking after Christ. Jesus has authority over sin, sickness, demons, and we will see death itself. There's no power in this world. There's no power in the kingdom of darkness that can compare to the power that's in the kingdom. This is why Jesus can say, the kingdom of God is in your midst. Luke 17:21, Jesus brought a reality, the reality of the rule of God, the reign of God, the power of God. Another thing, the kingdom is received. It's not achieved. It's an important thing to understand. We don't enter the kingdom by performance. We enter the kingdom by repentance. We hear Jesus say, repent and believe. It's very simple. It's not easy because of human pride, because of our own darkened minds, because of inordinate self-love, because of the deceptions of the enemy, the weakness of our flesh, the demons deployed to keep people enslaved in darkness. It's received. Mark 4:11. To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. The secret of the kingdom of God has been revealed. Jesus proclaims it. How do we enter? Repent. Change direction. Change the direction of your life to be God-directed. Totally. Absolutely. With everything you have. That repentance, that turning, in that turning, friends, is a deep recognition and an attentiveness to the diagnosis that Jesus gave about the sin-sick condition of the human heart. You know, he was asked by the apostles or others, I can't remember, I think it was maybe one of the apostles or maybe one of the Pharisees, what defiles a man? What defiles a woman? What comes from without? Jesus said, no. What defiles a human being? It's what comes from within. Something's really off in us at a very, very deep level, at the deepest level. Jesus said, look into your heart. What's there? What's the seat of decision, the core of what it means to be human, right at the core of our being? Jealousy, rivalry, anger, conceit, bitterness, hatred, lust, fornication, perversions of every kind, murder, adultery, homosexual acts. Jesus talks about these things. So do the apostles. This is the condition of the human heart in slavery to sin, under dominion. That's why people do it. Like, the world sets it up like a lot of this is just pleasure. Just go enjoy yourself. This stuff's good. It makes me feel good or whatever. No, it's slavery. We call stuff like that, some of that, we even try to call it good, some of those things. And the devil leads us in that direction to be deceived. But no, we have to recognize what Jesus is doing in that diagnosis. I've come to save you. I've come to give you a new heart. I've come to purify you, to forgive your sins. The gift, it needs to be received in faith through repentance. And faith is, yes, Jesus, you are 100% right about me. I totally believe it. I totally believe who you say you are. And I want to entrust my life to you completely. I want to push all my chips in, everything I've got. You're the reason I'm alive. This is not just a political organization, friends, or a moralistic system. We're talking about an absolute surrender to absolute love that's coming to us, person to person. It's so important to do that. Lord, we surrender today, again, our hearts to you. Have a wonderful day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.